Oh, hello, I didn't see you there. This is Dr. Thaddeus Venture, and you're listening to the Long Box Guys. Whatever that means.
We're on the road, we're going home, to the place where wild nerds roam, with pretty girls and dudes and kids. Going to cons is our escape. It's like a pack of monkeys in a star-filled sky, where you can meet all your heroes and none of them fly.
Hey man, this is Kevin Smith, Silent Bob from all those terrible Jay and Silent Bob type pictures, and you are listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box. Comics talk for comics fans.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Log Box Guys. With me as always are some of my very best friends since I was a very, very little kid. Mikey, how you doing and what are you drinking?
I'm doing fine, and I've been fucked by Embassy Sweets. The only thing they have on tap for free happy hour is Bud or Bud Light, so I'm not doing well.
I'm sorry to hear that, my friend. Josh, you always have the better taste. How you doing? What are you drinking?
I am doing good. My toe still hurts from Pensacon, story to be told, but I'm trying to keep my beer intake down, so I am drinking Bullet on the Rocks tonight.
Oh, I love Bullet on the Rocks. Delicious, delicious drink. Tommy, how you doing? What are you drinking?
I am drinking some straight-up Cardew. How are you doing, Tommy? What are you
I am doing great. One of the new things I've been doing is on Tuesdays I've been posting up a comic book-related drink of the week. This week's comic book drink is the Rawhide Kid. Yes, oh. I am drinking a Rawhide Kid, sarsaparilla, and tequila. It's delicious. I didn't think it would be, actually. I'm like, all right, sarsaparilla, tequila, call it a Rawhide Kid. I'm going to get one down. But you know what? It's not bad. The first one I made was too strong, but the second one's going down smooth and easy. And I use the same recipe, so that just might mean I'm getting drunk. Speaking of drunk, man, we had a good time at Pensacon, didn't we, fellas?
Yes.
Oh, my God. One night, Saturday, the only way to describe our drinking would be heroic / monstrous, if we're going by face rip.
Yes, we polished off that bottle of schnapps like it was nothing.
The schnapps went down like vodka. That's a German accent. So today we're going to actually talk about our fun, fun trip to Pensacon, all the dumb things we did, all the fun we had, and what we saw that we liked, and the one or two things that we think might be needed to improve Pensacon. There's very few things because it was run very smoothly. And let's just start off with how we got there and what we did. Josh, you want to tell everyone about the great, great hotel you got us?
So once again, we rocked the Airbnb. Four of us flew in, met in Atlanta, and then drove to Pensacola, which is about a four-hour drive. We picked up the Nissan Armada, which is like an all-wheel drive couch and gets about the same gas mileage.
Ooh, that did not get good gas mileage.
No, it did not.
But it was comfy.
It was comfy, but when you fill up a tank that big and it shows it's like, you know, like 380 miles to empty, and you're like, what? My God, how can that be? But so we got down to Pensacola, but it did save us a lot of money in airfare. We rolled in maybe a little late on Friday. I think maybe we got to go back to going down on Thursday next year. That was a close call.
Yeah, we got to do Thursday. I agree.
Yeah. It was a little, you know, kind of a long, long weekend, but I think we got to switch that up. So well, we got down there. What's that?
I was going to say, especially because poor Tammy and Ian got screwed on their flights and were desperately looking for people to help set up GeekOrthodox.com's booth, and we were like, yeah, we'll be there tomorrow if you want some help, which was no help at all.
No help at all. Yeah, we suck. We're bad friends.
So our Airbnb this year was probably a good third of a mile, quarter of a mile, half a mile closer than last year.
Oh, yeah, easy walking distance.
Yeah, it was like
skipping distance.
Yeah, like 400 yards, 500 yards maybe from the con. It was a very weird entrance, but we did have basically private parking.
Yeah.
From the pictures, the room we took, and initially I was going to downgrade this guy on the Airbnb. So that's a very large, like you know, sort of industrial looking living space, and it had like couches everywhere and a pool table and a bar, and it looked fantastic. And we got there, and as industrial as it looked, they parked a car in there.
we got
there, and it was literally a car.
Which wouldn't have been bad if you said you could fuck around in the car. But it said, don't touch the car.
Yeah. He's like, hey, don't touch my antique car. And you're like, oh, well, why would you put it in my hotel room? It was very strange. But honestly, it didn't take up, like, the space that we used anyway.
No,
it was
not
just, like,
really,
like, the biggest decoration I've ever seen anyway, ever.
Hey, let's talk about the pluses. This place was great. Pool table, bar. It had a kegerator if you wanted to hook up a keg.
Two bathrooms, three bedrooms. Yeah, it was a good spot. Definitely a good spot.
Yeah.
I basically told the guy, you know, they take reservations like 7 months in advance or 8 months in advance. And I basically asked them to hold it for us next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Great call. That was a terrific spot. I love the Armada. The sleeping arrangements were okay. I took a couch, but we had like seven.
Next year. Yeah.
We had like eight, seven people.
Seven.
I snore like a wildebeest. I'm better off on the couch.
Yeah, it had that nice thick fire door, so we didn't hear Tommy at all.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Maybe next year I'll bring a little air mattress because the couch was a little thin and my arm kept falling asleep. But other than that, I had a great time.
Next
slept
year we'll
like a baby.
We'll ship an air mattress to Diane or just straight to the guy's house.
Oh, I'll just sleep with Diane.
Whoa. Pump the brakes there, Romeo.
Lady, if you're listening to this podcast, that was a joke. Diane, if you're listening to this podcast, not so much. Just kidding, of course. Diane, our number one fan. Actually, you know, I was going to reach out to Diane to have her on this podcast as well because she was such a big part of this trip down there. She came down on day one. She made us a wonderful bread pudding. She partnered with us almost every night, and she was a big part of a lot of our panels because she was always there. So big shout-out to our good friend Diane, whom we love.
And that bread pudding was delicious.
Oh, my God. I did a shot of the whiskey glaze she made, which, by the way, would have killed 5/10 of this podcast.
Yeah, I did not eat the whiskey glaze because it looked like it would kill me, but the bread pudding was so delicious.
You kept on
delicious.
Going to the bread pudding. I kept on watching your foot waiting for it to fall off.
And those little welcome cups that she made us were awesome.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. Yeah. She was just terrific. She made us little cups with our names on it. And she's just fantastic. Next year, I'm hoping to get her to do a panel on how to make little superhero hats because she made this little Captain America hat for herself for a vintage Captain America like 1940s, 50s look. That was terrific. I hope she takes my advice and does that class next year. But speaking of classes, what was our class on that first night there, Mikey?
We did something.
Panel number one. Was that the
– was the Civil Rights and Social Justice.
Tony and Grievous.
Yes.
Right?
That's right. So we had Kevin Grievous, who we had never had on a panel before. He is an African-American writer who did
Underworld.
Blue Marvel, Underworld, I, Frankenstein, a bunch of other things. Also a well-known Hollywood actor. He's been in a ton of movies. He also did the screen plays for Underworld. Great guy, real smart, just terrific. Had him on the panel with Tony Isabella, who, of course, invented Black Lightning. And we talked about diversity and the need for it in comic books and in pop culture. What a great one. Any highlights for you guys on that?
I was just stoked sitting next to my new best friend, Kevin Grievous.
That voice. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You can't even fake it.
If you want to hear it, go ahead and listen to Young Justice Season 3. He plays the Black Beetle.
Black Beetle, yeah.
And that is not him. That's his normal voice. That is not him acting.
Helium would have no effect whatsoever on this man. Helium would be like, fuck it, I can't do shit.
No, we're doing that next year.
Oh.
That's the test.
We believe that you're immune to helium. Kevin Grievous, will you please inhale this balloon?
Sweet baby Jesus.
It's all fun and games till he takes a hit and all of a sudden shrinks down to a 4'2" guy. And we're like, holy shit, this is his weakness.
My God.
That and being thrown into a sun.
There's only two.
Oh, who are we kidding? He could probably survive being thrown into a sun.
Hello, with that voice, maybe.
That voice.
So the other big highlight for Friday night was just drinking and partying. We met up with Tammy and Ian Lino from
GeekOrthodox.com.
And had a great time that night. Saturday, what was our first panel on Saturday? I remember because we had a ton on Saturday.
We had Left versus Right, How Partisan Politics Plays Out in Comic Books.
Right.
That was a fun one for me because not only was it – it was pretty well stocked. There was a lot of people in that one. But we became pretty feisty in there, you know, talking about how politics plays out in comic books and how sometimes you'll have a left-leaning writer and a right-leaning artist or vice versa and how that can that tug of war can be seen in the comic books, which I thought was fun.
And a lot of good interaction with the fans who were at the panel too. They had some good questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about how Captain America is often portrayed as being more patriotic under a Democratic president and being less patriotic and more sympathetic to more outskirt or lefty causes when there's a hardcore Republican in there, which is way more about the writers and the artists than about anything else that's going on.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a predominantly liberal field.
Yeah, well, if you take Ditko up,
and Miller,
actually, you know, it's
there's plenty of
representation.
There's representation all around, but the way out there voices tend to get less play in mainstream media and mainstream comic books is the same way. If you have a super far left or a super far right viewpoint, you might not be the most welcome voice in comic books because you're going to alienate so many of the people to the other, you know, side of that spectrum. You'll find your niche, of course. At the end, Ditko had comic books for A-Man that were only available from him directly by mail. You can only get those in the mail. So some of these comic books were nothing but Randy and Rand philosophy boiled down to, you know, its quintessentialness in a character by the name of Objectivism. Well, no, what was Objectivism and Randianism?
Wasn't Objectivism. Which is a little,
it's a little different.
Yeah.
Josh, you want to clear that up?
I mean, it's a razor-thin difference, but sure.
Yeah. It's not a huge difference, but he was more of a – yeah. And it was a fun one to talk about. I had a lot of fun in that one.
And then afterwards, we did Marvel Monster Comics where we – Tony sent you the slides, and they were out of order, so we had to put them in order. And he had a 45-minute presentation and 49 slides, and holy shit, he got through it.
He did it.
He did it.
It was amazing.
I threw the gauntlet down to him before the panel began, and he took it and slapped me in the face like I was a little bitch.
Even his sidekick there, who else was on that panel? Does anyone remember? He was a rather famous poster artist. He did movie posters back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s for such thing as The Thing.
Yeah, and he did a lot of kaiju art, right?
His name was Dan. His first name was Dan. I can't remember his last name. Dan something.
Mark Maddox.
Mark Maddox. I've
got his card.
But everybody calls him Dan. I'm lying about that. I just wanted LT to feel better about himself.
That's right. Mark Maddox. His artwork is terrific. I had to buy his Indiana Jones print just because it was so cool. Also, I had a fantasy that I'd get it signed by everybody, but I never got close to those lines. They were too damn long. But we'll talk about fan art in a second.
Yeah, during that panel, I went to Perfect Plain Brewery and drank.
How was that?
That's good. Their beer was pretty on point. I was surprised, actually.
Yeah, Saturday you had like a 20 drink minimum.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, you were the most zipped up of all of us. It was a long day.
I started early, and it was a long day.
That's the day we went out to McGuire's.
Yeah,
McGuire's. I had two. Manhattan. Was it a Manhattan?
Yes.
Yeah, I had two Manhattans. They were two of the best Manhattans I'd ever had in my life, but they were triple shots each, so it's like six shots worth of Manhattans for lunch, and boy howdy, that next panel was tough. What was that next panel, Mikey?
That was the horrible stereotypes panel. But before we get to that, let's give Remy and Karen kudos for buying the everything burger.
Oh yeah.
Which, if you've ever been to Meguiar's, go ahead and order it. Just do it.
Just go ahead. Yeah.
Just one person at the table order it. Not everybody should order it, but at least one.
I can't believe she ordered it after she saw it. The Everything Burger has every fixin' you can possibly imagine on a burger, including a scoop of ice cream, peanut butter, salsa.
And chocolate sauce.
Chocolates. Like, it has like 20 different ingredients that have no place on a burger, on this burger. No one gets through it.
Some that have no business being together, like avocado. A scoop of ice cream and avocado. I can't imagine those two things going well together.
That's not the worst combo there. Yeah, the salsa and
chocolate sauce.
That's the one that kind of freaked me out. Yeah, the salsa and almost anything else on that burger. Also, we kissed the moose, kissed the ass, and kissed the leprechaun. The leprechaun's cock. So we had a great time at Meguiar's that time around, and also a delicious meal.
Yeah, and thank my cousin for joining us with her boyfriend,
fiance,
John.
Right?
Yeah, fiance John.
And we might as well give a shout out to your cousin. She is a well-known person on Headline News, right?
HLN in the morning, Jen Westhoven. She's on the Robin Mead Show.
The Robin Mead Show, you say?
Robin Mead.
Tell me more about this Robin Mead person.
I've already sent you pictures.
You didn't have to.
And her new boyfriend was a treat. We tried to give him the business a little bit, and he gave back way better than he got. Total mensch, great guy. We like him a lot.
Yeah, when they were dividing up the checks, I said, everybody's separate check, except I'm paying for my daughter, and he's paying for her. And he looked at me like, what the hell, man? And I was like, congratulations, you're engaged.
Yep, you're in. All right, so then we stumbled back. We had one more panel of our own that night.
We did Horrible Stereotypes.
Which was great. Very well. And one of the best things about Horrible Stereotypes is we've had people there for the last 3 years to that one, which I thought was fun.
And also, wasn't it up against William Shatner?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
And we're still pretty well attended.
We had about 60 or 70 people.
Yeah. And then the big cap for that night was, of course, karaoke.
We did trivia.
We did Last Nerd Standing.
Yeah.
That's right, Last Nerd Standing. I almost forgot. The great thing about that is we still had people who'd been there for the last 4 years. We asked a bunch of the same questions. They were too drunk to remember.
But that went about as smoothly as it's ever gone this year.
Yeah.
The best part about that panel was that kid who cheats every year. Tom called bullshit on him within the first 2 minutes, and
this kid has been cheating for 2 years.
And he just got up and left because he had nothing.
Yeah.
Tom just laid down the law. Boom. Fucking move your mouth. Here you sit down.
So the rules are, everyone stands up. I count to 1, 2, 3, and everyone shouts out the answer. This kid, and it's on your honor, if you said the right answer, you stay standing. If you didn't say the right answer, you sit down. This fucking kid didn't even move his lips. If you're going to cheat, fucking put a little fucking effort into it.
Yeah, at least stand up and say watermelon.
Yeah. Watermelon. The mouth has got to move, man. This kid, I'm like, hey, buddy, you didn't even move your lips that time. Bullshit. Get the fuck down. He left. Yeah, we gave a lot of good prizes. That one was pretty well attended, too. And everyone knew the cheat code. There is a cheat code to any of our panels. If you want to win a prize, or if you want to make sure you're heard, or you want to make sure your karaoke song comes up, just bring us a shot.
Bring a round of drinks in.
Yeah. Bring around it.
The hotel bar's not that far away. Joey Fatone figured that out.
We got to get to the Joey Fatone. Three rounds of drinks brought to us.
Yeah, that was great. And then we had that bottle of schnapps that you talked about, which did not make it very far.
I did like the fact that we had two boxes of sex toys from our friends over at Novel Erotics. And yep. As soon as John won one of the trivia contests, I was like, here, John, you don't get to choose. This is for you.
You're taking the box of sex toys. Not that we heard anything from Josh's cousin. Just a preemptive strike.
Yeah.
All right. Then it was on to karaoke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Karaoke, which we were all pretty worried about. It was our first year doing it. The Ians, the Linos, actually took over on that. They had great costumes. They did the sexy bike cop from A Series of Unfortunate Accidents and the mean uncle from A Series of Unfortunate Events. And it was terrific. They look great.
Yeah, they nailed the costumes, yeah.
Nailed the costumes. They had some great repertoire with the audience. We had one little misfire with Harley Quinn. Anyone want to mention that?
She did not believe that somebody should be – that the whole crowd should be singing along while she was doing karaoke.
She wanted dead silence. Now, 2 points of facts on this. Her costume was incredibly good.
And she was a very good singer.
Terrific singer. Her boyfriend looked like he had been through hell and back 1,000 times already, trying to keep this high maintenance piece of crap going through this con. She was so mad that people sang along that she flipped us off on the way out.
And it was super attended. There were probably 200.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They had originally had us in a room where the doors on the side open, but they only had one room open, which would have fit about 50. And I found Steve. I'm like, Steve, we got about 200 people in the lobby waiting to get in. He's like, I can't open those doors. I can't. Yeah,
the hotel did not want to open the room up.
But then they did. They opened up the whole damn thing for us. Anyone have a favorite singer? Because I sure did.
Well, that little kid.
Ty. I think his name was Ty. Was it Ty?
Sure, why not?
I don't remember.
Sure, why
or Todd
not?
Or something.
Something short and sweet.
Something beginning with a T, maybe.
He did a song from Steven Universe, and the entire crowd just lost their goddamn collective minds because he hit it so perfectly. I made his mom come up. I'm like, where's his mom? That's parenting done right, everybody. Parenting done right. Gave the mom a round of applause for having a 12 or 13-year-old kid who was that damn cool.
So there was also this this song from Hamilton, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Teenage African American woman did. That was pretty good.
Hey, that's a tough song to sing.
It was a really tough song to sing. It was very quick. It was very, very, very quick. And I was like, "What was that from?" And Josh's cousin said, "That's from Hamilton." And I said, "Hamilton." I looked straight at her and I said, "Hamilton, isn't that a porn?" I always thought that was a porn because my wife keeps singing, "I'm not going to waste my shot," and I always thought it was a porn. But apparently, Hamilton, not a porn.
Well, not the version you're watching.
I mean, it is.
I sat next to LT, so it is. And I heard him tell that joke over and over and over again. As painful as it was for you two guys just now, imagine me drunk having to listen to LT wait for a response to the joke nobody is laughing at.
God damn
it. Speaking of me being a dick.
Yep.
I totally left Tom out to dry. It was the weekend of hanging Tom out to dry.
You just left me to die.
Best con moment of the whole weekend.
Just hearing this story is probably my best con moment.
Go ahead, Mikey.
So Tom goes over to Mike Grell, who we've had on the podcast before. We're a big fan. And he's like, hey, and he's trying to drop the name of the movie that Mike Grell was in. Tom, what's the name of that movie?
Laser Quest.
Yeah, still not right. But he's fumbling with it, and Mike Grell is trying to be polite and look at him. But because he's looking at Tom doesn't want to just walk away, so he keeps on stumbling it over and guessing different wrong names for the movie. And Mike Grell, you can see him at first, he's confused, and now he's starting to get pissed off. He has no idea what the fuck Tom is talking about.
He's trying to do a drawing at the same time, by the way. So I'm just an annoying fanboy who he doesn't remember for a minute.
Yes, and so he looks at me, he goes, Mike, what was the name? And I turn.
the coldest thing I've seen at a con in a long time, and I thought I was going to piss my pants.
It was hilarious, and I'm so glad you did it. But I got Saber Reigns out seconds later.
No,
seconds
you didn't.
Later.
I said it eventually. You never
did
got
you?
It. No.
I would never.
Diane gave you Saber.
Thank you, Diane.
It's a long
Diane was trying to save you.
And then at the end, he finally recognizes, oh, yeah, you're those guys from last. Yeah, thank God. Then I had to just, like, stumble away embarrassed and humiliated. That just the way I like to be. Erect as a fucking monster. I mean, the whole humiliation thing.
I did it to you on a panel, too. You asked me a question. Do you want to elaborate on that? And I was like, no.
Yeah. Nope. Like, thanks, Dick.
It's because I love you, Tom. I love you.
That's right.
It was the week I leave and had Tom out to dry, but that was fine. We ended the show with the time warp. We all did the dance. We had a great time. Then we stumbled back.
Wait, we forgot. There was a celebrity in the crowd, Jonathan Frakes.
Oh, he was going to come up and do a song, but he didn't want to jump on anyone's song because we had a very limited amount of songs we could get to. Maybe next year we might have to start a little earlier.
Or if somebody sees Riker in the back of the crowd, just say, sorry, it's Riker. He gets to sing whatever the fuck he wants to sing.
Seriously.
Sorry about the cue.
If he's doing a trombone solo, he's doing a trombone solo. Now, we had invited Joey Fatone to come up and sing a song, and he didn't come up. If only somehow we could have gotten back at him. Oh, wait, we did. Josh, how did you get back at Joey Fatone?
Right when the karaoke ended, I just stumbled out. I was already pretty well into the bag. I had punched through the bottom of the bag into another bag. That's how far into the bag I was.
We might want to mention that you limped out because you had performed a Hanrunican run on me earlier. How'd that go?
Sober. But I broke my toe.
Yeah.
So I was limped the whole weekend. I was gimpy the whole weekend. So I stumbled into the hotel bar, and it was pretty crowded. And it's just a horseshoe shaped bar, and I saw Fatone in there, and there was no way you could not hear the karaoke from the hotel bar. It's like 100 feet away, and there were 200 people singing. So I knew he knew he didn't go. So I stumbled to his side of the bar, and I was like, I'm going to buy everyone on this side of the bar a round of drinks. And a big cheer went up, and then I leaned over and said, except for fucking you, Fatone, you didn't come to karaoke.
And we'd invited him earlier with this, I thought, perfect plea. You're signing autographs all weekend. You get up there, you do one stupid song at karaoke, and every single nerd is going to want to talk about the time they sang karaoke the same time Joey Fatone did, and they're going to want to get a pitcher. We would have sold you like 100 extra pitchers.
We turned his last name into a verb, so we were saying you got Fatoned for the rest of the weekend.
Everyone got Fatoned at least once.
It's a derogatory statement now.
It's a derogatory term, yeah. But at that bar was Guy Henry, a British actor who played Governor Tarkin in Rogue One, and he was a fine fellow who I had some very engaging conversations with, even though we were both pretty drunk, and was nice enough to recognize me by name the following day and sign stuff for free and take pictures.
Nice.
Yep. All right. And the next day we just had one more panel that was ours, which was
Stupid Supervillains.
Stupid Supervillains. Yep. And that one, even though it was the last hour of the con, still pretty well attended.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of people in there.
For the last hour of the con, I thought it was okay.
6 o'clock on a Sunday? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
We forgot we had Chris Mitchell join us on the Horrible Stereotypes panel, too.
Chris Mitchell, it's fun now.
And he was great on that panel. He was he hardly said anything, but anytime he said it, it was just absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
Dropping nothing but bombs.
Thank God he was there to explain the Green Lantern woman in a refrigerator story.
Yeah, he did a great job on that. He really understands that one really, really well. He's got a good grasp of that one. He's got a good grasp of all the comic books. He just doesn't like to talk as much as we do. Anyone have some highlights or some lowlights they want to go over? John, Josh, you got a nice hug.
I did, yeah. Trisha Helfer, who just happened to be like one of the end of the day. It was actually pretty tough to get into the floor during the day this year. They were not doing a really good job at the doors for security and weapons check. And they did a great job with badge pickup, which is sort of the opposite of last year. So I really I rolled in to try to get a couple of autographs at the end of Saturday. And it just so happened that she was one of the few people still there, walked right up. She was super nice, jumped right up and got the hug speech and gave me the hug and jumped in for a picture with Mike and I.
Yeah, I wanted to get in on the hug and like get on the other side of her, but she gave you she grabbed you by the side and started hugging you. And if that case, I would have just totally molested her if I had tried to jump in on the hug. So I got her arm. And that was the extent of my contact. But it was
She's
enough.
So tall.
That, by the way, has to go into our bad con picks. Because, Mike, you totally look like you just ran up and just grabbed her while she's hugging Josh.
Yeah.
I got a great con pick with Tamek from The Last Dragon. That was Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon. I thought that was great. I also got one from the guy who played Sid from Gallivant, who I found out later was also in Harry Potter Jr. Harry Potter Sorcerer's Stone or whatever. Why did I say Harry Potter
Jr.? Harry Potter Jr.
But that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed him. He was hilarious.
Well, the best part of that was you making a little girl cry.
I did make a little girl cry. I was going to
gloss over. Tears of joy.
Tears of joy.
You always add that. My story's better.
A young lady had her Harry Potter book, but she said she couldn't afford to get an autograph. And there's no way I'm just going to let that juicy bit of karma escaped me. For God's sakes, someday I want to be able to rip a stripper in half with my bare hands and have it be a wash. So I'm like, I'll buy that autograph for you. And she just broke down crying so hard. I'm like, oh yeah, that's some good karma right there.
And then you were like, I'm just going to take the combo. And I was like, yeah, you should get in the photo with them too. Because... me.
That was a dick move.
Yeah.
I really didn't want to get into that photo because it would have meant so much more to her not to have the idiot next to her. But I figure she'll just do what all my ex-girlfriends have done with pictures of me in the past and just kind of fold it over so you can't see me in the picture. So I wasn't too worried about it.
I think one of my favorite parts is the guy afterwards, Luke, I think his name is, he's really nice. We talked to him for a while, talked to him about the podcast. He might be on it. He was so enamored with your act of kindness that he was just shocked that people were nice. I think it's because he lives in Los Angeles. That's my guess.
Yeah, well, he's originally British, living in Los Angeles. I think he's just surprised anyone in America is nice.
That might be it.
So you see one nice act, you're kind of flustered for a while, like, well, what? That was a great con moment for me. Anyone else get any good picks or anything?
I met the guys that did Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, and you got a voiceover for us.
Yeah, I got to download it. I haven't listened to it yet.
What?
Cox, I know. Download that shit.
Yeah. Can we even end this podcast without seeing if you actually got that?
Yeah.
It will be at the beginning of this podcast, so the listeners already know if we got it.
Or they'll know now that Tom fucked up royally.
Yeah, if you did not hear Pinky in the Brain at the beginning of this podcast, it's LT's fault.
Yeah. And royally plus money. How much did you pay for that drop?
Don't talk money. But how many takes did you get with the brain?
I got two with the brain.
And he wanted to take notes, unlike you, Tom. The brain takes notes on his acting.
It's true. The brain was like, you know, I don't know if there was quite enough vibrato in there. Let me do that again.
I don't take notes well, folks.
Brain, classy dude. What's his classy real name? Dude.
Anybody all professional.
Any idea what his real name is? No. All right. We're fans. not fans. Not
big fans.
Big fans, but just fans.
Yeah.
Let's see. We did not, for the first time ever, we didn't do the Tai Chi with Erin Gray, which I don't regret.
She didn't host Tai Chi.
They didn't. She didn't do a Tai Chi this year?
No. That's usually at Dragon Con.
Oh, that's right. Well, all right. I seem to remember it there once.
No.
Yeah, but it might all flow together. Who knows? All the time she's berated me for my...
That was one of my other favorite parts. As we walked past Erin Gray, I literally saw your jaw clench. And you got so tense as you walked past her. I was like, oh. She's going to yell at him and say, hey, you're too tense.
Oh, I would have just... You know what? That would have been it for Erin Gray.
That would have been the end of Erin Gray.
No regrets.
Now I feel like next year I have to be like 5 minutes ahead of you guys so that I can be like, Erin Gray, I'll give you $10 if you tell Tom that his shoulders aren't square.
Yeah, because Erin Gray's died for your $10, asshole. Oh, man, I really need that Whataburger.
Ooh, Whataburger.
You say that, but LT got her to sign a very risque photo for him before. No, wait, let me rephrase that. She get a risque signature on a photo.
That's right.
What'd you have her sign, buddy?
Oh, I had her sign one of her photos to my boss saying, I'll never forget that night of passion that we had together.
Nice. Erin Gray has a good sense of humor.
She's a great
terrible sense of what tense is and what tense is not. we went to a couple panels ourselves also. I had a lot of fun in the there was a panel that was a debate, and they debated various things like which is better, Marvel or DC, when it comes to making live action movies, and which was better, Marvel or DC, for comic book movies. That was a fun one. Anybody remember those guys?
It's the Comic Nerd Authority.
Comic Nerd Authority. They were terrific.
They have a podcast which has a total of 2 episodes.
Oh, we got to get a couple more episodes up there, boys.
Yeah.
They were fun, though. They had a good time. Intelligent, fun. I don't know what else to say there.
Yeah, they're from Alabama. Group of fans.
Fans.
They actually said that they might contact us to do a podcast together.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I'd love to have those guys on.
I gave them our card.
Nice.
Excellent. Yeah, and Tom, your argument
for Spider-Verse, yeah.
Yeah, you totally kicked the I sided with DC because I thought they had better animated features, but your argument was totally superior.
Thank you. My one hit a quitter argument. It only takes one good shot to knock the best fighter out sometimes. And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was that one shot. That was a great, great movie. And Josh, you had some Josh sense about that. Like Josh sense tingling. This is going to be the greatest animated movie ever. This is like 2 months before any of us saw it.
But it is the best movie of the year.
It really was terrific. You got to give me credit for that, buddy.
I cannot get the song What Up Danger out of my head. It has been running through my head for like 3 days.
What Up Danger? I can't remember how that goes. How'd it go, Josh?
Well, I can play it now. Yeah, no, I mean, it's literally in my head right now, but I'm not singing on the podcast. So.
Sing on the podcast. Come on. What up, Danger? I'm up, Danger. What's going on, Danger? Come on, Josh. Hum it.
Let's do some fair use here. We'll talk about it critically for educational purposes.
Can you hear it?
No, don't play it.
Don't play it. Sing it.
You just want me to sing it. You guys are monsters. Come on,
man. Well, we don't want you to play it. We don't have the rights to it. We'll get in trouble. iTunes will dump us. Why do you think we always thank Kirby Crackle for providing our geek rock music every week?
On my toes. I can keep the world balanced on my nose. I had a summer party with all my foes. Now I wear them like a badge on all my clothes. If I'm crazy, I'm on my own. If I'm waiting, please call my phone. If I sound lazy, just ignore my phone. Because I'm only going to answer when you call my phone. Like, what up, baby?
Yeah, Beyonce, when you sing and move at the same time, we don't pick up any of the fucking noise that you're making.
Yeah. And why were you doing the single ladies dance? That was great, Josh. Good job.
No, it was terrible. It was awful. And I can't believe you made me do it, but I did it. There you go.
I can believe it.
In your defense, nobody's really going to hear that well.
Yeah,
that's true.
Fair enough.
All right. Any last
just
thoughts about
it? Because I want to know how bad it is.
Oh, no. I'll keep it in there. Trust me. It's in there.
Any last thoughts about our friends at Pensacon this year? I had a great time. They had a little trouble with the door on Saturday, but other than that, I thought it was a really smooth con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The creator of Looney Labs was really nice when I explained to him that I had made my own game of Flux called Us Flux with us and the guys as the keepers and our ex-girlfriends as the creepers and stuff. He thought it was great. Yeah, I'm all my way into the world of game design.
Oh, he's just stealing that idea, dude.
That's fine.
Yeah, he just stole that idea. He's like, oh, it's mine.
That's fine. I stole it from him anyway, so yeah. It's only fair.
Look for You're in Flux Now next year.
Yeah. I also did get to meet the author of the Honor Harrington series, who my friend Bill has been recommending I read. I don't remember the guy's name, but he was very nice to talk to. So, Bill, I did listen to you. I bought the book. It's autographed to me.
To you say?
To me.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about you, LT? Any little extras?
How much did you spend on art, dude?
I spent a lot.
Oh, you and Remy. They were trying to see who'd outdo each other.
I told Remy, as soon as we walked onto the upper level with the artist, I looked over and saw this one guy who does robots. And I said, Remy, over under $150, I'm going to go over for LT. And he was like, okay, I'll take the under. And then in 2 minutes of you getting there, he sent me a text like, you bastard.
Yeah, 150 isn't even a drop in the bucket of what LT will drop on good art.
I mean, that's the only con I see that guy at. His name's Wade Acuff. He is awesome. And I've been buying stuff from him for 3 years now.
Didn't you guys all buy the Winnie the Pooh with Eeyore helping Christopher Robin?
No, he was all out of them when I got to his booth.
Yeah.
Did anyone buy that?
No, I tried to, but I've got his card.
I've got his card, too.
That was a great picture.
I did buy a couple of other prints from him, but he was all out of the Winnie the Pooh one.
Of course.
Tell the story about why it's an awesome painting, and I'll go get his card.
So it's a painting of Christopher Robin getting hung by all the Winnie the Pooh characters. And Eeyore is underneath the tree, ready to be run out from underneath Christopher Robin. And Eeyore is so happy. And it's such a great painting because all the Pooh characters are sad except for Eeyore, because all of the Pooh characters represent Christopher Robin's different mental disorders, and Eeyore is his depression, and Eeyore is so happy that he's gonna finally be done with the depression, because as soon as Christopher Robin is dead, all of his different anxieties and disorders will be over.
And this really appealed to you?
No, this really appealed to Eeyore. That's why he was very happy.
All right, good enough point.
The painting appealed to me because it was a great piece of art.
It was a good piece of art.
Story.
So Christopher Robin standing on Eeyore's back with a noose around his neck. Eeyore happy to be the vessel ushers.
Isn't it great to see Eeyore happy? Haven't you always dreamed of a happy Eeyore?
Really? You couldn't let me get that diatribe out? It was really nice. But okay.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's good.
Mike, you got that card?
Nope, couldn't find it.
All right, there you go.
But God as my witness, I'll find it someday and be like, man, I really should remember to broadcast that. His name is Mark Hadley. It's at studiohadley.com. I want to get that painting so I can put it in my office when I'm a supervisor. just to let everybody know, you got two choices. You can be you or Christopher Robin. You decide.
You decide. You going to be happy? You going to be on a donkey? Any last thoughts? Any other last thoughts, guys?
By the way, David Weber is the author. Sorry. Him and his wife were lovely.
All right, then.
No, it was a smooth con. I enjoyed meeting Guy Henry. I liked hugging Trisha Helfer. I got two more sketches in my Marvel Secret Wars book.
I got one more sketch myself of Nightcrawler teaching me piratey stuff, which was fun.
Thanks, Karen, for coming down, hanging out with us.
Yeah, it was great meeting Karen.
Thanks, my cousin Jen and John. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they're great. They're going to be such a great married couple.
Yeah.
Thank you again to Diane, our super fan, and to Chris, our other super fan. And of course to Remy, who always comes with us, sits on panels sometimes.
How many names does that guy have?
Remy? We call him Remy because that was the name of his character, and I didn't know his real name until very recently.
Really? Is it, what's is his real name?
Well, because I still might have it wrong. Is his real name Donnie?
Close. He goes by Donnie. His real name's George, but his middle name is Donald, so his family calls him Donnie.
All right. So, yeah, I knew there was another, because he sprung that on me like, you know, my real name is George. I'm like, what? The cock? Really?
Yeah. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, yep. He doesn't have a Curious George tattoo. He's got a Gambit Remy LeBeau tattoo.
Yep. That's because the first character he had when we played D&D with him, and it just stuck. I can't not call him Remy. I might be able to get over to Donnie, but now I got George running around in there too.
I was introduced to him as Remy, so I didn't even know there was – I just thought that was his name. I didn't even know it was a character name.
Yeah, well, we're dicks.
We're horrible people.
Yeah, this podcast is running kind of long. You guys want to do front of the box, back of the box?
Nah.
Man.
Do I do a bit of a tangent, Josh? You got a little tangent for us?
This whole podcast tangent? Has been a tangent. Have we done anything else? Oh, you know what I have to say? The seafood restaurant, not very good. That's not good. Like, I don't know, maybe breakfast was good there, but that dinner
was brunch was really good.
The brunch was really good.
It was called
salmon
Captain's,
and grits.
Yeah.
Captain Nick's
dinner. Captain what, Tom?
Captain Dick's.
Nick's.
Nick's or Dick's?
Sure.
Captain Nick Dix. Don't go to Captain Nick Dix for anything after the sun goes down, my opinion.
But we like a lot of other places down there. McGuire's is one of our favorites. Pot Roast, is that the other place that we like, Josh?
Pot Roast?
Yeah, it was a place we went. We got those big tater tots last year.
I don't know.
I think it was called Pot Roast. We went with Tammy and Ian.
Oh, yeah. No, Potbelly. Is it Potbelly?
No, yeah, Pot Apple. Roast. Pot Belly is a different place. Nope. I think it's called Pot Roast.
I'm going to look it up.
All right. That was good. And there's a Whataburger down there that's terrific. There's a lot. And what was the barbecue place we went to? That was pretty good.
They're okay.
Slightly better than average, though the chicken was kind of dry.
But they gave you free cookies.
They do give you a free cookie, which is a huge plus. Huge. Huge plus.
So it would
have been better if they had cornbread, though.
Pot and kettle.
What?
Pot and kettle.
Pot and kettle?
Yeah.
So while you're looking that up, I would like to plug our dodgeball team.
Ooh,
Category 5. They are currently in a meme war with some other dodgeball teams. So you can go to Facebook and search for Category 5 Dodgeball, and that is our official Long Box Guys team. We wish them good tidings in their meme war, and they are continuing to do us proud on and off the court.
Yes, they are.
Sweet.
And fun Alex fact, Alex still can't play because he tore his knee.
Oh, jeez, that's awful. Did he tear his knee playing dodgeball or something else?
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Dodgeball is a cruel mistress.
He went out like a winner.
Josh may have broken his toe doing an ill-advised Hurricane Rana off me.
That was not ill-advised. I was a perfect Hurricane Rana. I just dinged my toe right at the end. It was fine, and I was probably the 11 minutes I was sober the entire goddamn convention.
And that might have been the problem, Josh.
That might have been the problem.
I was just waiting for Chris Mitchell to do it to you. Yeah. He was ready.
Oh, my God.
We, by the way, good tidings to Mr. Nola Nerd. He has undergone his surgery and is recovering, so we wish him well.
Yeah, weren't they there? We didn't even see them.
So he had actually pulled his groin, I think. He had to get hernia surgery. So, no, sorry, it wasn't a pulled groin. He had a hernia. So he couldn't walk upstairs or anything like that.
Oh. That's a horrible con for that.
Well, that's a tough con for that.
Yeah, so he was pretty much, he would just go into a panel room and sit, is my recollection. And Mrs. Nola Nerd just went all over the con getting all their autographs and stuff for him because he couldn't move. He can't even pick up his little baby right now because he's in so much pain.
We could have rented a wheelchair for this guy and wheeled him around. We would have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, we had like 27 panels. Why didn't I just assumed you would have been sitting in one of them?
Yeah, well.
Dick.
We'll have to do the censorship panel next year and get him on it with us again.
Seriously. Pot roast and Pinot, Tom. Pinot is number one. Pinot. P-I-N-O-T.
Pot roast and Pinot. You're right. You're right. I thought you were right. I was going to call bullshit for a second, but now that does ring a bell.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That is good. I will go there. We got to go there next year. Make it a point.
Right. Yeah. All right. I guess that'll do it for this podcast. We'll do a couple of plugs. Hopefully we're going to go to BlurredCon coming up, but who knows? The name of the panel would be Four White Guys Talking About Diversity. I pitched it.
Please have him accept that.
That would be awesome.
That would be glorious.
Oh, my God.
I think the way I worded it, I think they get it, and I think they might actually pick it up. It might be hopefully. We'll see.
I'd like to thank our friends over at whosnextgaming.com. They have a ton of different podcasts and videos on YouTube, so go to whosnextgaming.com to check out all their links. I mentioned it before, and I'll say it again, really digging their new green screen. It's making me jealous, like we got to really up our game. We're not going to, but we really should at some point.
We really should. And remember, guys, sooner or later, I want everyone to do the My Nerdy Office video, Josh, LT, and not Mike.
I got to get my podcast studio up and running, and then I'll do it.
No, you don't. Just show off your nerdy office, you bastard.
No, but then I can show the nerdy office and the podcast studio.
Dude, the podcast studio is going to be like your 57 Chevy.
I don't have a 57 Chevy.
You had some piece of shit Chevy that you've been trying to fix up for as long as
I know. It was a 65, you bastard.
I don't. And how long have you had it?
Since 66.
How long have you had it?
Since 92.
About the same as my marriage. Actually, longer than my marriage, you bastard, you dumb bastard.
Yeah, but that car gives him joy.
Yeah.
Aww. So leave him alone. Don't pick on him for his car. There's so much other things to pick on him for. Why would you single out his car? I'll come to your defense, LT.
Look, man, I put 60,000 miles on that car. How many miles you put on your wife?
Whoa. My wife or your wife?
Whoa. So
I would like
to thank Kirby Crackle for providing our geek rock music every week. You can go to KirbyCrackleMusic.com if you're interested in listening to those songs, because we're allowed to play those songs.
Yes, we are.
And I'd like to thank our good friend Mark Russell. I think he's the honorary fifth long box guy at this point. If you haven't been checking out his comics, go check out the latest run on Wonder Twins and coming soon, Second Coming.
Ooh, I can't wait for Second Coming, and I can't wait for the backlash against Second Coming. Those are two things I'm really looking forward to.
And if you get a chance to read I, Frankenstein, he did not like the movie either, did he?
Nope.
No, he didn't. He said that the screenplay that he originally submitted was so much better, and then they ruined it.
I did buy the comic book that he wrote that was an adaptation to the screenplay of the original that he wrote, if we're going to get totally meta, and even that was better than the movie.
Yeah.
Of course, watching paint dry is better than that damn movie. So Kevin Greenwald is good in the movie.
Yeah.
He's in there. All talk about ideas.
You can't do that, Tom.
I can't. No one can go that low, man. Anything for you to pop there, Josh?
Yeah, I want to thank Friendly Neighborhood Comics. Last weekend they had comic author Magdalene Visaggio there. She was plugging Morning in America and her upcoming comic Calamity Kate. And she said after Emerald Comic Con in Seattle, she'd be happy to be on the podcast. So hopefully we'll get to talk to her soon.
Oh, that'll be great. Looking forward to that. All right. Well, my dog needs to be walked, so I guess that's going to be it for us, guys. Tommy, sweet, sweet Tommy, whom I love. Any last words?
Well, first I'd like to plug geekorthodox.com.
Geekorthodox.com.
Hi, Tammy.
Geekorthodox.com, purveyor of tie t-shirts and other geeky things. And then I'd like to say, this may not be the podcast you desire, but it is the podcast you deserve.
Damn right it is. Mikey, you're stuck in Kentucky at the moment?
Georgia, but Georgia. Close enough.
Close enough. Is Georgia your sector, Mikey?
No, Georgia is not my sector. Hey, Josh, what's this podcast like to you?
It's like drunk history, but for comics.
Ooh, I like that. We switched it up a little bit there.
Tom, what do you always say?
Don't forget what I always say. Don't diss what you hate. Just promote what you love. You're going to live a lot longer. Talk to everyone next week, and hopefully we'll have our Captain Marvel special next week. So everyone see the movie, because we're going to have spoilers. So don't give us crap about it. It's going to be 3 or 4 weeks out. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Like, that's one of the reasons that's like the number one reason I'll quit most jobs. If whenever I'm going home, you tell me, hey, can you stay for like 3 more hours? And I'll always say, no.
No.
No, because I got things to do. And they'll keep asking me. I'm like, you asked me. And I told them straight out, you ask me one more time, I'm going to quit. They're like, you can't quit because we keep asking you to stay longer. I'm like, I quit.